Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiss 98.5. We welcome to the show nationally known child psychologist, Dr. Anthony Rao. Good morning, Dr. Rao.
Good morning, Janet. Nick, how are you today?
Really good.
Another Friday morning, and here we go.
Yeah, here we are.
Here we are once again. So let's, you know, I think a great topic is, as you had suggested, now that summer's here, this is going to be like unlike any other summer we've had or probably will ever have again. And so parents are wondering, how are we going to, you know, we got through the end of the school year, a lot of graduations happening in Western New York this weekend, but how do we get through the summer? Do you have any thoughts?
Oh, yes, I have a lot of thoughts.
Good.
You know, the parents are looking around at their kids and they're lounging around or they're holed up in their rooms and they're in front of screens and they're looking at this and saying, you know, I don't think I can do this. like I need to work. I need to, like, get us back to some normality. You know, they're going to be checking their, you know, credit card statements and finding, you know, $4,000 charged to Twitch or something. True story, by the way. I learned
wait, hold on. True story?
Yeah, true story. Actually, wow. To be fair, only $2,000 was charged to Twitch, a 16-year-old. The other was for gaming equipment.
Right. So we had a long talk yesterday.
This is a client of mine who's, you know, you can imagine just the shock. But you know, what's happening is, you know, we're home more. Home is where the food is, the chairs are, the couches are, and the gaming equipment and the screens tend to be. And so we're just, like, more and more and more conditioned into this. So it's just a matter of time before it just gets worse and worse. And your parents are looking at this and saying, "This, you know, is this workable?" So bottom line, you want to sort of, if you've got kids in any of these three age ranges, you will. It's either the little ones, which I think are the hardest to condition, the sort of up to, say, you know, the 3 to 5 or 6-year-olds. Because if they're younger than that, it's, you know, they're more like toddlers or babies. Mm-hmm. Then you've got, you know, the broad range of kids in that sort of like grade school era, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got the teens. And, just like the little ones, I talked with a grade school teacher who's really terrific yesterday. I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be talking to these guys tomorrow. Just can you, like, you know, pass on some, you know, words of wisdom? Like, how do you do your magic? You know, how do you get like 25 of these little ones to sit? And she said, you know, you just start really slow. And I've noticed this, like, in the neighborhood I'm in, when I take walks, people are putting these little chairs and tables for their little ones outside, just outside with the window where they can look at them, or in the backyard, and they're creating an outdoor sort of nice little workstation that's separate from where the parents are going to be. And, you know, and they set up little things where they put a little bin there. So here are your materials. This is what you can do. If you need something, what do you need to do before you come ask mom or dad? Here's what to do if you get hungry. And there's a bin with one or two choices. So this teacher was walking me through and said, look, it's going to fail first couple of times you try it. You've got to condition them and take your time. So again, there's a really nice opportunity, particularly for your little ones, to make them feel independent, big boys, big girls, and do it a little bit more on their own. That's going to take a lot of upfront time, start on the weekend, and then just really reward that with a lot of praise versus the attention we give kids when they're interrupting. They're taking away your precious attention.
Who do you think
has... A little easier, but that's really where I think the bulk of the stress is happening.
Mm-hmm. Doc, who do you think has more patience when it comes to these exercises? Is it the kids or the parents?
Kids, not in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Parents try it, and then it always fails because it takes time to learn something new. There's a lot of frustration, and then the kids feel like they win, and the parents get frustrated and walk off. So stick to it have a lot of patience. You know, ride this out. You're older, right? So you have more patience theoretically.
But theoretically,
they're young. They don't have a mortgage. You know, they're boundless mm-hmm. energy. So by all means, just stay with this and just see it as part of the task of, okay, I've got to get them to learn that they can be a little bit by themselves and really feel like they have some mastery, some efficacy by just sitting, spending a little time. They'll be more proud of themselves. They won't be as needy and coming to you as often. But it does take time to practice.
I can only imagine, and I'm trying to think of, do you have ideas for good activities? I think about reading books, which I think summertime is always a good time to explore, you know, reading books and, you know, maybe doing some kind of a book report on it. But do you have any other ideas of what they could do?
I mean, if you've got a kid that likes to read, there's nothing better than that. Just get a stack of really terrific books and think about places where they can go to read quietly. But also make sure that those readers who can stay for long periods of time just doing that, you know, are getting up once in a while. There's maybe a little chore time. Maybe they can have a little tech time. Quiet time is more when they will probably read, or you could call that learning time as well. But that's an interesting point about these books and about being able to report. You could have them come back to you and do a show or a PowerPoint on what did you learn from that book, and then you get everyone together in the family and listen and give them some time. And now it becomes something real. It becomes something that comes alive, not just like another book down the list. But reading is a terrific thing. But I think make a list, a short list of the things that kids can go to. You can go to when you feel that first sort of itch of boredom happen, because that's sort of the gateway right back to the screens.
One of those things we did, Jane, was we put an easel outside for the kids to do art, but you could make the biggest mess ever because now you're outside. So now there's paint everywhere and they're having fun. So you're right, Doc. Have these activities set up to work in a different space.
Yeah, that's right. I actually know one young man who's experimenting with graffiti art, and his parents are like, okay, let's just do it right. And
do it right,
he has something in the backyard, a large board set up, and he's been waiting for certain cans to arrive in the mail that are the best ones to use. And he's learning about that and doing that in a safe way. But it's all outdoors where things are, you know, getting more natural light. You're not sort of that cooped up feeling where we have higher levels of agitation and irritability toward each other.
Mm-hmm. So we've had like over 100 days where everybody has been home. What should a parent do if, and this is a lot of time for kids and parents to be spending together if you have school-aged kids. What if you start noticing things about your kids behaviorally that you're like, whoa, I didn't teach you that and I don't want you to be that kind of person. How do you make those adjustments?
Yeah, no, you rarely get to see these parts of of each other, right? That can also be with somebody you're living with, a spouse or partner. And, you know, we're not meant to be around each other this much. We're meant to live together and we love each other. And then we're supposed to separate and be with other relationships that fill us in other ways and then come back to these and they're more fresh and feel good. That's sort of the pace of how it's supposed to be. So we're going to see that. And, you know, warning here, the kids are seeing it in us as well, right? They're actually seeing that we're not our best. and always, you know, the bottom line is to have a discussion about it, which is like, look, I know we're all seeing things in each other. Don't make it about them. Never make it about the other person, but about the sort of general us. So you take some of that responsibility off of them and they won't feel as defensive. Just, you know, noticing that. What are you noticing in me? Wow, this is really tough. And then put it onto the situation. When we're stressed, we tend to blame others for things rather than ourselves. Mm. Rather than looking at the situation as probably the cause.
Dr. Anthony Rao is a nationally known child psychology expert and the author of The Power of Agency. I think it's important we take care of the agency in our life. What about parents who, you know, because it's hard to get a babysitter because babysitters don't want to come into a new house because everyone's trying to still self-distance and all of that. How do parents find time to nurture their relationship?
And they should be thinking about agency for them is about the leadership skills they have for themselves. You know, am I keeping myself calm? Am I on target? Am I getting overwhelmed? And if I am, what do I do? And then what can I model and show the kids as to what I do when I get overwhelmed? You know, I shut down screens. I get up and I move around to get that adrenaline down. I pop outside for a little bit. You know, I don't necessarily turn to negative thinking, but when I do, I try to catch it earlier. That's how you keep your agency pharmacy up and model it for your kids. But you have to take care of yourself first if you're going to effectively take care of others. So, really, for everybody out there listening, make sure you're okay first. And you may have an elderly parent you're worried about or taking care of. You may have a lot of little ones. You may have a spouse that needs more help. You know, people rely on us, but we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves initially. Then we'll be our best to be able to take care of others effectively.
Is it okay to feel, I still feel like a lot of people I know have just a sadness, like a sadness of just kind of, wait, I didn't know this year was going to be like this. And there's just this, like, they're just bummed out. Even though the weather's beautiful, there's just this feeling of like, ugh.
You know what it is? It's grieving. It's a loss. We've all lost things, and we've lost everything from, you know, our plans and our hopes and our immediate goals. You know, those are coming, and I think we have to sort of step back, look at a bigger picture and say, you know what, we will get past this. We will be past this. This won't be forever. We'll have some new normals that'll be weird from here on in, particularly in the short run. But if you step back and look at that, you don't have to feel as sort of like, oh, I've really lost everything forever. But many people really have lost loved ones, couldn't say goodbye to loved ones. So there's some real, real tragic situations embedded in all that. But I think you acknowledge, you know what, this is unlike any other time we've ever been. And it's okay. I was speaking to a young woman the other day who said, you know what, sometimes I just know I need a good cry. I know that I need to put on some music that I know is going to push me over the edge. And she does, and it pushes her over. She has a good cry. And she made a good point. I'm going to look this up because I think it's true that in some research, you know, the tears you have from crying in a natural way, they're chemically different probably than the tears you have when you're chopping an onion. And, in other words, there's a reason why we're built to cry or to feel that sadness. And we do work really hard to keep it at bay. And we used to do that by being busy, but we can't really be as busy and commuting and changing locations as much. So I think a lot of the sadness maybe we've built up over a lot of years, and we've been going super fast in this country for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have felt it's been sort of like an inhuman machine-like pace. And I wonder if, like, we're sort of bringing the gears down now. And when you go from super fast, preoccupied moment to moment, to slower, you know, it's a self-reflection moment. And a little sadness is okay in that.
I love that you term it as a grieving. I think that's a great way to put it. And you always help us on Friday mornings kind of set that reset button we probably all need to do as we get into, you know, a weekend and how we're going to look at it. Always appreciate your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Dr. Anthony Rao, a nationally known child psychology expert. If you're looking for a good read, check out The Power of Agency. It's a guide to fully becoming the author of your life. This is Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.